Welcome to Crackers and Milk. This is David. I'm the host for this episode. So tonight's episode was supposed to be me and my friend Jake's top five superhero movies. I was excited to do it. I was pumped. I had a list. Still second guessed my list. I'm still second guessing my list, but I was like, okay, I can do it. And then we got here and the power was out. So we couldn't do it. We couldn't talk. We couldn't share our list with people. It would be our top five superhero movies. So we were both excited to do it, but we couldn't find the time to do it, or because the electricity was out and it said they wouldn't be on until, it wouldn't come on until like 10:30, and it was about 8 when we heard that, and he's like 8:30 and he said, no, I can't do it. So we're not doing that today. But tonight I was thinking more and more about what this whole thing is about. I love movies, but I don't want to be pigeonholed into a movie. Like, just talking about movies, I love TV. I don't want to be pigeonholed in that. I want to be able to do a lot of things. And so we're going to do some top five things. I'm going to do some top five things. Sometimes I'm going to be just the facilitator and have the people I invite do the talking more. But I feel I want people, because I enjoy doing this. I enjoy getting on to the microphone and talking to somebody and just talking and sharing our experiences, sharing our thoughts, sharing where we come from, where we came from, and what they are thinking. And I've been thinking a lot about doing the top five of things, but then it's like, well, that's the top five of things. Like, is it worth doing top five all the time? And I don't know if it's worth it to do it all the time. I think in some times, yes, I think a top five would be fun to do for a lot of things and what people would say their things are. But I think there's also movies, there's also things out there that you just want to dissect one thing and talk about it. You know what I mean? And I think it will be fun. I think it will be awesome to do it. So that's what, I don't know if that's more clear. I think one of the things is that I'm going to strive to do on these podcasts and on these recordings is make sure kids that are young could listen to it. So I'm going to try not, we're going to try and try to avoid sexual and innuendo, swearing, violent, you know, like, we're just, here, I just want to be able to have discussions with people and people, other people, like more than one person, of course. And just have just us talking and us enjoying each other and enjoying where we're all coming from. If it's going to be better to have a one-on-one, then we'll do one-on-one. Or if it's better to have three, four people, and talking, that's what I want to do also. So I'm massively excited to do all of this. I'm just so excited. So just as a little more prep for the coming podcast soon. I want to get one out weekly. So that's why I'm doing one on my own today. But today I'm going to share with you some of the lists that I found of some sites' top 10. One of my favorite websites to go and read and to just to listen to sometimes in their podcasts is The Ringer. And their top 10 is, so I'm just going to read 10 to 1. So that's how we'll do it. The Ringer is Captain America Civil War. That's the 10. Then Avengers of Infinity, Iron Man, Spider-Man 2, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, Superman, Avengers, Black Panther, The Dark Knight. You know, I didn't really disagree with any of these top 10 with them. The only thing that I could say that is a disagreement or thought is, why are some of these on here when they just barely came out? And are they really the best? Like, can you rewatch it? Can you really say that it's an all-time classic, or it will be an all-time classic? I don't know. I don't know if you could do that with all of them, but maybe. Another one, Business Insider. This one was weird. Like, I didn't know, but Business Insider, I thought it was interesting. So 10, Superman 2, Batman Returns, Avengers, Wonder Woman, Avengers Infinity War, Superman, Black Panther, Spider-Man 2, Logan, The Dark Knight. I think one of the themes that you'll know as I read some read these is number one consensus is The Dark Knight. Bizarre. Their top 10, Spider-Man 2, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, The Crow, Batman, Avengers, Incredibles, Wonder Woman, Dark Knight, Superman, Black Panther. Now, this one was the weird one that I didn't understand with the top three. The Dark Knight, Superman, Black Panther. I couldn't disagree with any of the top three, but at the same time, it's because Black Panther's new this year. You just would wonder, is it really going to be an all-time classic? I don't know. Maybe. It can be. Then Vulture. It says Iron Man 3, Captain America Winter Soldier, Superman Returns, Batman Begins, Incredibles, Avengers, The Dark Knight, Unbreakable, Logan, Black Panther. See, I thought Iron Man 3 was okay, but really? 10? And then Superman Returns. That's the Brandon Roth one with Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor. Wow. That one was a little bit surprising. Unbreakable, I'm not surprised by Unbreakable. Unbreakable is actually a really good movie if you watch it. But the rest of them, like Iron Man 3, I was a little surprised. And Superman Returns, I was a little surprised. Yeah. Games Radar. Theirs is Incredibles, Batman Returns, Spider-Man Homecoming, Winter Soldier, Captain America, Logan, Avengers Infinity War, Spider-Man 2, Avengers, Captain America Civil War, and then The Dark Knight. See, and A lot of those. So you have Homecoming, Logan, Infinity War. Those are the last 2 years. And I'm not knocking it, but is that more you're in the moment? Like, oh, these are great movies. It's like, well, are they really great movies? Like, I like them, but are they really great movies? And then Cinema Blend has Spider-Man 2, Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain America Civil War, Logan, Wonder Woman, Incredibles, Deadpool, Captain America Winter Soldier, Avengers, The Dark Knight. I don't disagree with any of them. The only one that I would kind of question is Deadpool. I like Deadpool. Deadpool 1 is good. It's good. Deadpool 2, I think Deadpool's better than Deadpool. But at the same time, the shock factor of Deadpool, reading the Deadpool comic books, and then seeing him on the big screen and him, you know, those sorts of things. Like, I can understand their... why they did it. I can understand it. I may not agree with it, though. I just may not agree with it. And then Geeks. And this one, I don't know their forte of what it was. It was it seemed that they put a couple things together of how they got this. It's like they have 2 for 10. It's Batman Begins, Captain America Civil War. Number 9 was Thor Ragnarok, also Days of Future Past. 8 was Superman 2. 7 was Superman 2. 6 was Guardians of the Galaxy. And then 5 was, they had 3, Batman, Mask of Phantasma, Logan, and Iron Man. And then 4 was Superman. 3, Dark Knight Rises. 2, Incredibles. 1, Dark Knight. And that third one, that was really interesting because they said, because I read it afterwards, and they said, people. So I think this is more of a poll, or because people spent money, maybe the money that was raised or something. They said, people, The Dark Knight Rises is not the third best superhero movie ever made. And I could agree with that. So that they set that one up was a little, the setup was a little weird. Then IGN, I don't know what that one is. It says for 10, it's X-Men First Class, Civil War, Iron Man, Logan, Guardians of the Galaxy, Batman Begins, Avengers, Superman, Winter Soldier, Captain America, and then The Dark Knight. I could see all of that. I can see all of those, why they probably chose those. Then Ranker had 10 as Incredibles, 9 as X-Men 2, 8 as Superman, 7 Superman 2, X-Men First Class, Dark Knight Rises, Batman Begins, Iron Man, Avengers, Dark Knight. See, I'm not opposed to anything, but at the same time, if I read someplace that they said that The Dark Knight Rises isn't the third, I don't know why it would be even the fifth greatest movie ever made, you know, greatest superhero movie ever made. I don't understand that one. So the credibility, I don't know. But when you hear mine, am I credible? Do I have a credible take on why I think this is the best superhero movie, one of the best superhero movies? I don't know. You'll hear it and we'll see if I do. And then IBDB, IMDB. This is their top 10. Superman, Days of Future Past, Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, Spider-Man 2, Avengers, Winter Soldier, Wonder Woman, Logan, The Dark Knight. See, I don't know. Like, it's a good show. It's a good show. Those are, I can see them. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. And then Newsday. This one was weird. I think this one was probably one of the more weirder ones. But 10 was Scott Pilgrim versus the World. 9 was Kick Butt. But Kick ASS. Avengers, Captain America, X-Men. So that's the first one? The very first X-Men? Unbreakable, Spider-Man, Superman 2, Superman, and then The Dark Knight. Then Collider. It has X-Men 2, Iron Man, Wonder Woman, Incredibles, Superman, Winter Soldier, Avengers, Civil War, Logan, The Dark Knight. So, like, see, most of these have The Dark Knight, and you have to wonder why. You have to wonder why they have The Dark Knight, but they have it. And then Paste. Well, there's Paste and then GQ, but I'll do Paste first. Their 10 is Guardians of the Galaxy, X-Men 2 from the original series, Star Wars, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Thor Ragnarok, Winter Soldier, Spider-Man 2, The Dark Knight, Avengers, Incredibles. Yeah, see, like, this one was, it's good. It's a good list. It's pretty solid. I watched some of X-Men 2 recently, and I'm not mad at all about it. It's like, yeah, it's not bad. And then I watched Incredibles. So if you've gone back and you watched Toy Story 1 and all that, I don't know. I don't want to give too much about Incredibles away because I'm sorry. That is one that I will be discussing more in depth of why I like it. Not here on the next podcast, but not here. And then GQ. GQ's was Wonder Woman, Guardians of the Galaxy, X-Men 2, Iron Man, Spider-Man, Batman Begins, Avengers, Spider-Man 2, Logan, The Dark Knight. See, who is bad in this? You know, like, what bad, like, there's not very many bad movies. Like, are you really going to argue against any of these movies that all of these lists have? Their ranking, you can argue their ranking. Yeah, you can argue their ranking, but most of them are actually really good. And they're really enjoyable. They're an enjoyable bunch to have and bunch to watch, really. I think all of them are pretty fun to watch. So some of my movies. This is, I have a big list of which movies I have. So those were some of the lists that I researched just to see where my list stood. And I think my list holds up against most of those. Not all of them, but most of them. And I'm excited. I'm really excited to talk about, I'm really excited for me and my friend to talk about our lists, and discuss why we chose them and why we did it. And hopefully we can surprise you, and hopefully we surprise each other to share what is going to be pretty fun. I think it's really going to be fun. It's going to be an enjoyable experience for both of us. I'm excited about it, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I hope you are looking forward to it also. We're going to have a good time, I think. So thank you for joining. Hopefully those lists help you think and help you wonder what your favorite top 10 and top 5 favorite superhero movies are. So thank you and have a great day. All right.